Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The next generation of authentic Italian cooking delves into chef Marissa Catanzaro's heritage, a legacy handed down by her ancestors. It encapsulates not just where she came from, but also the essence of who she is and the way of life that she embodies. This cookbook, filled with mouthwatering dishes, a full array of authentic Italian cooking, stands out as it preserves the essence of Marissa's life through the art of authentic Italian cooking. She was a professional baker in Canada, worked with professional chefs in New Jersey, and owned her own seafood restaurant in New Jersey. Chef Marissa is the author of The Next Generation of Authentic Italian Cooking, joined us on the program today along with her granddaughter, Junior Chef Gianna. Thank you so much for joining us. I am all set for food. Let's go ahead and begin on today's program. First of all, thank both of you for being with us on the show today. It's a pleasure to have you here and to learn and to direct people to your marvelous website, which is so easy to do, great enterprise, great exercises in cooking that you have there with all of the recipes we need. Marissa, let's start with you. What inspired you to write the book? Where did this idea come from for the next generation of authentic Italian cooking?
Well, I was born and raised in Italy, and my heart and it was full of good memory, a good recipe. And when I reached the age of retirement, I realized that I needed to put it down in writing, not only for my family, but for the respect for my ancestors that they taught me so much in my life. And that's why I wrote the book. And my grandchildren were the big inspiration. The one who supported me the most, it was my husband, because he's been with me, you know, most of my life, and he's been watching me creating and cooking all these specialty that he said to me, Marissa, it's a must that you put it down on paper. And that's what really inspired me. And I started long time ago, and I'm so happy that I'm at the end of it and I accomplished what I wanted to. And my beautiful granddaughter was right next to me since she was 2 years old. I'm so proud of her. And she grew up to be such a beautiful young lady. And this is basically it. You know, I am over excited, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be and talk to
This is our pleasure to have you here and to be able to take your message out. And we'll touch a little bit as we go through the conversation about your background and where you came from Italy, where you basically, the family grew their own food. It's an amazing story. Food has been a part of your life for all of your life, and sort of semi-retirement for your husband. You decided you didn't want to do that. You kept on going, made a name for yourself as a chef. Now retirement, working with your granddaughter, the junior chef, Gianna, on all of these projects, including this marvelous website you have. Let's talk about the website, because so often website, you just go to a couple of pictures, you can order the book, that's the end of it. Yours is really interactive. I mean, you've got great pictures there. It's step by step. You can take beginners, you can take people that are experienced cooks and work them through the process. Talk about the website, what all is there. There's a wealth of information there, isn't there?
Yes, my website is wonderful. It has, sneak peeks for all my recipe. And then if you want to, you know, the whole recipe, you could go into the full video from start to finish for each recipe. And, you know, I'll guide you through the entire meal, which is very, very helpful, for especially for someone who's not really a pro in the kitchen. You know, they could make my recipe in a blink. Well, you can. Right there.
It's like having Chef Marisha and Chef Gianna there to in the kitchen that will guide you through all of this. The pictures are it's beautifully photographed. It's there. It's very instructive. I'll give you this information as we go through the program. Some special deals there as well. And the website is very simple, MarissaCooks.com. MarissaCooks.com. Yep. You'll be able to go to our website, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us. Click on the link and go directly there. You'll spend time there. You'll go back and forth a number of times. You've got a big occasion coming up. You're looking for a special recipe. You will find that. Each recipe is sort of a little history lesson, too, as well, and we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation here today. Marissa, do you have a favorite recipe in the book? And I'll ask Gianna that, too. Marissa, we'll start with you. Do you have a favorite recipe in the book? If there's something that you would say, tell me one recipe. What should I start with in this book? What is your favorite recipe?
Actually, my favorite recipe is my mom's lasagna, which I enlightened in the book. It's Caterina. I grew up with it since I was a baby. My mom was not a chef. She was just a wonderful, wonderful cook. Back in the days, she made a meal out of anything. So that's in my heart forever. And there's also other dishes. You know, each one of my recipes in the book is from the heart, and I was taught from the best, you know. And my mom actually was, cooking from what she was taught many, many years ago, you know, because that's how it was back then. We didn't have any cooking school, my mother's age. She was a self-taught cook. And then, of course, I picked after her because, you know, I found out that was my passion as I got older. And, you know, that's it. That's basically it.
Just an amazing story, what Marissa has done in this book, The Next Generation of Authentic Italian Cooking. Gianna, I'll ask you about your favorite. When you look at the cookbook, is there something there that, like, you know, I'd like to have my friends try this? If they want to try something for the first time, this would be a great one to do it. What is one of your favorites?
I would have to say pasta fagioli and meatballs. Both give a lot of authentic from Italian food, and especially since most of my friends actually are Italian, we get to share different recipes with each other and show how we cook them, like, differently. But meatballs also, you get spend a lot of quality time with someone you're making them with, because it's like a little process. But I love both of those are my favorite meals.
You know, pasta fagioli.
You touch on so much there. Marissa, how important is that for families to share these stories? Gianna mentioned this is not you just stick in the microwave and in 30 seconds you have a meal. You have a meal, you have conversation around that meal, you have memories, not just during the meal, that will last a lifetime. How important is that? All of what goes into preparation, the love, the conversation, all of that's really an important part of the food, isn't it?
Yes. This is probably one of the most exciting, memorable accomplishments of my life. And when I began this book, it was far from my thoughts that I would be finishing. But with the help of so many people, like I say, I'm here today, and it's unbelievable. I am so overjoyed, overwhelmed, and so proud of myself, so proud of my family, and like I say, especially my ancestor that taught this to my mom, and then my mom passed it down to me, and now I'm passing it down to my grandchild and the next generation.
And because of both of you, you're passing it along to so many people, the next generation of authentic Italian cooking. Marissa Catanzaro is our guest on the program, Chef Marissa, and her granddaughter, Junior Chef Gianna. Information on our website. You can go directly to Marissa's website, MarissaCooks.com. Marissa, I mentioned all you've got going on the website. You've got some special promotions going on right now. What will people find when they go to the website?
Yes. If you buy my book, we have a special offer. We have a 40 percent off, $40 off on the videos for the time they're buying my book, which it's a big discount, you know. And
yes.
Like I say, the video are a big help for anybody who not even, you know, have the experience in the kitchen. They could go ahead and make my dinners, because it's from start to finish, you know, with my guidance. And I think that's a great deal.
It is a great deal. And you'll go to the website, get information, and you can take advantage of the special promotions that Chef Marissa has going now. Her website is very simple, marissacooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're looking through the videos. Even if you're not a cook, you will think, that's something I would really like to do. I would like to make those meals. I would like to make those memories that comes with enjoying those meals. And Marissa, somebody can pick up a cookbook for the first time, and you guide us through the process, don't you?
Exactly, exactly. It's one of a kind, because all the other books and all the other program on the website, they only show you a little bit of the recipe. But my video, they, like I say, they're from start to finish, and even someone who's never been in the kitchen could accomplish that recipe.
And it's all at Marissa's website, marissacooks.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Marissa, what makes your cookbook unique compared to others on the market? This really is a different cookbook. It's a different approach. It's a very friendly, family-oriented approach. What makes your cookbook different?
My cookbook, I feel in my heart that especially because it came from the heart. From start to finish, from the first page to the last, it was my heart and soul, you know, to give them everything. Each dish, it's unbelievable, you know. I was born and raised in Italy, and all of my recipes are so authentic and so delicious that they need to be tried. And that's my advice.
Well, yes, and when you look at the recipes, you will realize what Marissa is talking about. This really is such an experience, a visual experience too, as you're looking at the videos and realizing, hey, that's something I can do, because Chef Marissa is there with me as we go through the process. How difficult was it to find recipes? Every recipe that you've probably ever learned through your life has a memory, has a story, has family connection. How was it to choose? Was it difficult to choose?
No, it would. You could say that every recipe had a special memory from my childhood until now. Each and every one, the soup, the salad, entree, desserts, it had a big meaning. And like I say, all of my recipe on the book, they're from the heart, and they are wonderful. They should be successful for whoever who wants to put them together.
This had to be for you a very meaningful experience, going back and putting these recipes together, putting the stories together. Can you share a fun or memorable story related to creating this cookbook?
Well, we have many, many wonderful.
I can imagine, yes.
Well, we had, you know, first of all, we had my little granddaughter, you know, since she was two, she's breaking eggs instead of putting them in the bowl to be on the counter. That was a laughing matter. And then one day I just had the videographer with me, because I usually had a photographer and a videographer. And I was making some kind of fish. I believe it was red snapper. And I put a little too much wine. We kind of had a little bit of a small fire, but it was a laughing matter because nothing really happened. You know, the restaurant is very different from the house stove, because you have those big hoods and big vents and everything. We just had a big laugh, you know, but we had so many wonderful days, you know. And the best part was that at the end of the show, each recipe, my family and my friends, they will come around and enjoy the food that we make for the day.
So everybody, including the crew and family members, enjoyed what you were doing for the cookbook. The book is The Next Generation of Authentic Italian Cooking. The website is very exactly. important. You can order the book there. Great videos there. You spend some time there, you'll make yourself a superstar in the kitchen. I guarantee it. You'll see all of the recipes. You'll be able to take advantage of the special offers going on. And the website is marissacooks.com. Very simple. We've got that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk to Gianna here in a second, but before we do that, let's just tie up the recipe part of this. Are there any must-try recipes, Marissa, that you would recommend, something in the book that you would recommend? People give it a shot. This is what you need to do. Well, Gianna, let me ask you that, because you're smiling like, yeah, I know some that they could do. What would you recommend to your friends? You mentioned one before. What are some of the must-try recipes?
Italian wedding soup.
Italian wedding soup, definitely. Panzanella salad. I feel like a lot of people would like it because it's like savory and it's sweet and it's at the same time. I don't know what else. Let me think.
Clam sauce.
Oh, definitely linguine clam sauce. It's delicious. It has been my favorite meal since I was like little, and I still order it whenever I could. I still ask whenever I could, but all the meals inside the book are amazing, and I would recommend each and every one of them to everyone.
And the nice thing is they are doable. You'll look at the videos and they are doable. It's broken down and we see Chef Marissa and Junior Chef Gianna there going in the kitchen. Gianna, what was your favorite part in creating this book with your grandmother? That has to be special memories, not just hanging around in the kitchen when you're like 2-3 years old, but working with her in creating this cookbook. What has this been like for you?
It has been really amazing because I got to learn actual cooking with my grandma and spend quality time. And I engaged the knowledge of how to actually cook, how pasta should be when it's cooked, and if something's too salty, too sweet. But I'm glad I learned at a young age about this, though, because not a lot of people learn how to cook when they're young. But, yeah.
But yeah, you have, and that's so important now because everything is like quick. What's the quickest meal that we can have? And let's grab something and go. This is slowing it down. It's enjoying the process of cooking, enjoying the process of eating, enjoying the process of sharing. Gianna, what has this been like for you? Not just from a food standpoint and what you've been able to learn from your grandmother, but from learning about your grandmother and family and your ancestors. What's this been like? It's sort of, I mentioned before, a history lesson. This really is a sort of a history lesson in your family, isn't it? With all the stories that you've heard over the years.
It was very interesting. I learned what Italian families are like and what diversity of foods they have. I learned where my grandma was born. She told me of how she used to cook with her mom, and just like all her experiences with everything, how they had a plant, they had to collect things. It wasn't like go to the supermarket and buy something. They had to do it handmade.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Marissa, what was that like as a child with your family? You would grow your food. It was something that took extra time, extra care. What was that like growing up? Obviously, like, well, in fact, let me ask you this. Gianna has you to look up to guide her through all of the process and learn about the family. Did you have a family member that was sort of your Marissa that helped you through all of this and shared the love of food?
Yes. I was surrounded by love. My mom's grandmother, my father's grandmother, they were all wonderful. You know, there was no restaurant when I was growing up, and everything was made in the house.
Yes.
And like I say, everything we ate, it was from the land. You know, they made cheese. They had livestock, and at the end of the year, they They made salami, all kinds of salami, all kinds of good things. We had grain. We had a little mill in town that we took our grain and it turned it into flour for a few dollars. And the mill was run by water. It was like I'm from the dinosaur age. I'm up in age. So, but I remember all of this, and it was good things. I don't know how my parents did it, but here we are. We have a wonderful food in our surrounding that we know how to make, and we will never starve. No matter where we are, we're always going to have wonderful meals. And the most memorable things for us was the holiday. They did the best. They made special cakes and special pastry that we to this day they're on my table. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yes.
amazing, totally amazing. The town was very small, very very small, and we were like sheltered, but we actually weren't sheltered. I'm very proud of where I came from, because we, no matter what, we made the best out of it. Best out of life. We had a good life.
And food
And
was the
now.
center of that, in sharing stories, in sharing that love, and getting people together. And it all comes through in Marissa's fabulous cookbook, The Next Generation of Authentic Italian Cooking. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. But I'll direct you to the website, mariacooks.com. I'll give you that one more time before we wrap up today. Gianna, I love it. When you see her in the videos, her enthusiastic sidekick, she's there, she's smiling, she's loving what she's doing. Do you see yourself following in your grandmother's footsteps, someday becoming a chef, maybe owning a restaurant, sharing food with other people? I see you smile when I'm asking you that. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yes, of course. I would love to do the same thing like as she did. I would pass it down to my children or my grandchildren, because again, tasting the wonderful meals of authentic Italian food is like one of the best things you'll ever experience.
Well, and that's so true. And when we look at your website, we see everything there. There's a big message: slow down, enjoy food, enjoy family. You'll be assisted in doing that by this remarkable cooking book. And Gianna being there with Marissa, this is like getting a PhD in Italian cooking. So you don't even have to go on to college. You've got a real life experience from the master chef there in Marissa. Marissa, before we go, let's talk one more time about the website. This is so important because it's not just a website. This is like your online food savior. This will get you through those times. It will give you new ideas for the family meals. Talk about again the offer there, because we really want to drive people to the website and take advantage of what you've done.
Yes. My website is wonderful, because of the sneak peek will guide you to the full video. If you're interested in that specific recipe, we'll drive you to the full recipe from start to finish, and anyone at all could cook it. And plus, now we have a special. We've had the what do you call it, $40 off each time you buy a cookbook, and we give you $40 off the videos. And it's wonderful. Like I say, anybody could make a meal, because I will guide you from start to finish. It's just amazing. I don't think anyone on the market will ever, put that kind of situation like we did. It was a long process getting this book and this video together. It took me a very, very long time.
You know,
But here I am, and I'm very proud.
as I'm looking at that and all the videos, they are professionally done. This isn't somebody standing by with the phone camera and recording all of this. They are professionally done, and they are just superb. You need to check them out on the website, which is very simple, mariacooks.com. And if you can't remember that, go to our website. You can link on directly and do it there. Marissa, it's been a pleasure. What a remarkable story. Would love to have you on just to talk about where you came from and the days in Italy and moving from the Mediterranean to Canada and buying probably your first parka when you decided what winter is like in Canada, coming to New Jersey and your success you had there. And Gianna, let's talk in a couple of years when you own your own restaurant. Can we do that? And we'll catch up again. Big things I see for her. It's been a pleasure having both of you on the program. I would like to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves, for arranging our conversation with Marissa and Gianna today. Thank you both so much for being with us. Love what you're doing. Remarkable job with the cookbook. Thank you for sharing it with the audience today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Have a great
day.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you. Chef Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-A, and Junior Chef Gianna, G-I-A-N-A. Go to the website, marissacooks.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. Today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.